This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrne. U.S. President Donald Trump is continuing to cast doubt on the integrity of the national election by expressing concern about potential fraud with mail-in ballots, a scenario that many officials say is being vastly overblown. Trump told reporters Thursday on the White House South Lawn that he's not sure this year's election can be fair.
We want to make sure the election is honest, and I'm not sure that it can be. I don't know that it can be with this whole situation. Unsolicited ballots. They're unsolicited, millions being sent to everybody.
Trump has repeatedly expressed concern about plans by a number of states, including California, Colorado, Nevada, Oregon, Vermont, and Washington, to automatically dispatch mail-in ballots to all state residents for the election. Congressional leaders from both parties are pushing back against the notion that there might not be a peaceful transition of power if President Trump loses the election in November. AP's Ed Donahue reports.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell tweeted, "The winner in November will be inaugurated in January." North Carolina Republican Tom Tillis was asked, "What if there is not a peaceful transition?"
That's a hypothetical. It's not going to happen, but it's a great news story.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says Democrats aren't panicking over this.
We have a president of the United States who wants to discredit people's vote. Really? Really? What would our founders think?
At the White House,
the president will accept the results of a free and fair election.
Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany says Democrats are those doubting results in November.
And then you have that beautiful quote from Hillary Clinton that Joe Biden should not concede under any circumstance.
President Trump has baselessly claimed widespread mail voting will lead to massive fraud. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Find more on our website. This is VOA News. A second night of protests is underway in the Midwestern city of Louisville, Kentucky, after a grand jury declined to directly charge any police officers for the shooting death of Breonna Taylor. Authorities are pleading for calm while activists are vowing to fight on in Kentucky's largest city after a gunman wounded two police officers during anguished protests over the decision. Louisville Mayor Greg Fisher insisted Thursday that violence won't cure his city's pain.
Our community is hurting. Many see Breonna Taylor's case as both the tragic death of a young woman and the continuation of a long pattern of devaluation and violence that black women and men face in our country, as they have historically.
A new round of demonstrations in U.S. cities was set off by outrage over a grand jury's failure to bring homicide charges against the officers who burst into the black woman's apartment 6 months ago and shot her to death. Prominent Hong Kong activist Joshua Wong was arrested Thursday for taking part in a protest at the height of the city's pro-democracy unrest last year, but he vowed to continue resisting China's crackdown on dissent. Wong was arrested for unlawful assembly over a 2019 demonstration against a government ban on face masks that was imposed before the coronavirus pandemic. The arrest of the territory's most high-profile dissident is the latest in a string of arrests of government critics and comes after China imposed a sweeping new national security law on Hong Kong in late June. Later Thursday, the European Union criticized the move, saying it was the latest in a troubling series of arrests of pro-democracy activists since the summer. The latest government figures show an unusually high number of Americans are still seeking unemployment aid. AP's Mike Hempen reports.
The Labor Department says 870,000 people in the U.S. filed for jobless benefits last week, a high figure that proves the coronavirus is still squeezing many businesses, including restaurants, airlines, and hotels. The number of people who are continuing to receive unemployment benefits dropped to 12.6 million. That total has steadily declined over many months, an indication that some of the unemployed are being rehired and that others have used up their jobless aid. About half of the jobs that were initially lost when the coronavirus struck have been recovered. Mike Hemp in Washington.
You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.